We are up to Siman Tav Kuf Tzadi Vav, and that's what we will be doing. La'achara tefillah marian trua gedola b'lo tkiyah. The Ramaz Shita is that at the end of, the Mechaber Shita is that at the end of davening, they blow a very long trua. What's the reason? To confuse the Satan, so the Satan should not be makatreg when they go home to eat and drink, because it looks as if they're not afraid of Emas Hadin. So we do the trua gedola to confuse him. The Lamaisa, the Mishtabura, says that our minig is not that way. Our minig is that the minig Ashkenaz, that the last tkiya, the Makri will say tkiya gedola, and the Baal Tokea will blow as long as he could. Says the Ramana, the Yesh Mekomas Nogim Lasov Litkoa Lamed Kolas. The Ramah brings the minig of places that they blow an extra 30 kolas after the Chazaras Hashatz. Mishabur brings already from the Shla, and it is already mentioned in Rishonim, but he brings from the Shla that you should make sure to blow Mea Kolas, 100 sounds, based on the Chazal, that Sisro's mother was Miyabev, which is the same Lashon of Yabevta that that Unkelus uses to translate the word Trua. So from there we learn that she sighed 100 different sounds. And based on that, we should also be sounding 100 different sounds. How do you have 100? So generally speaking, we blow 30 in the first tkiyas, the tkiyas de Miyushev, then 30 in the tkiyas of Chazaras Hashatz. Chassidim will blow 30 in the middle of Shemona Esrei, that makes 90, and then they have to blow just 10 more at the end of davening to mash them to 100. Whereas in Nusach Ashkenaz, it is 30 in the tkiyas de Miyushev, 30 in Chazaras Hashatz, and then after davening, another 40 kolos, which is either 30 and 10 or 40 in a row. Further, ulachar sheyotzu bazeh, shuv ein litkoa od bechinam. Even though we're marbin the tkiyas, after you leave shul, after davening, you should not blow any more tkiyas. Aval katan afilu higia lechinuch, mutter loma lo sheyitka. It is mutter to tell a katan to blow to practice, even though he's higia lechinuch, on him there was never any iser. And the child himself is allowed to blow all day. There's a Taz that wants to say that you're allowed to blow after davening too. Now, be'emes, on Shabbos and Yontif, there's an Issa Drabbanan of blowing shofar, tkiyah shofar, even though it is a chokhmah v'ena malacha, Chazal asserted it. On Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to blow whatever the chiyav is to blow and the minig is to blow, and after that, you don't blow anymore. The Taz holds that Rosh Hashanah is mufka from that gzera. Chazal never made the gzera for Rosh Hashanah because it's the day that you've got to blow. However, Rov Achronim argue with this Taz, and Lamaisa, you should not be blowing more than whatever the halacha and the minik says. The shofar is not muktza because you could use it for tkiyah shofar on the day. It is also on the first day to practice for the second day. Also, it's also to go and carry it outside without any tzorach whatsoever.